Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The surf punk duo called Hockey Dad comes from the town of Windang, Australia, which for me raises so many questions, like, do they even know what hockey is in Windang, Australia? Is there some weird Australian land-based form of hockey down there? Have they ever even seen ice in Windang, Australia? So many questions. But the answers to all of those questions will have to wait, because the band is here, ready to play some of the songs from their irresistible new album called Boronia. This first one is called So Tired, It's Hockey Dad, live on Soundcheck.
We'll be right back.
Well, you just would not believe how loud it is here in the Soundcheck studio, and all that noise coming from the two members of the band Hockey Dad, Zach Stevenson on guitar and vocals. Hey, Zach.
How's it going?
And Billy Fleming behind our drum kit. Hey, Billy.
G'day.
That was too Australian.
That was very Australian, yeah. That was almost like cliche Australian.
That's it.
The song is called So Tired. The album's called Baronia. It's the debut album by Hockey Dad. And Billy, all kidding about the name aside, it's a reference to The Simpsons, right?
Yeah, Hockey Dad, yeah. It's the start of an episode where Bart and Milhouse are playing a video game, and it's two Hockey Dads fighting. It's
right.
Like a little video arcade game.
Right, and the one dad is supposed to stomp the other dad until he gets carted off by the police.
Yeah.
Did you guys know what a Hockey Dad was when you named the band?
Sort of. We understood the concept because we have the same sort of dads but with different sports.
Yeah.
So I guess it made sense.
So you have like Australian rules football dads.
We have like footy dads.
Yeah.
Footy dads.
Cricket dads. Yeah, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Now, the style of music you guys play, this sort of very surfy sound, I mean, here in the States, we have this long tradition that we associate with California. You know, it's coastal music, but I mean, Windang is a coastal town, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Very coastal.
It's surrounded by water, actually.
Yeah.
So is it kind of a California vibe that you guys grew up with?
Maybe not so much California vibe. I don't really know.
It's, you can't really pinpoint it to California, but I guess it has its similar traits,
yeah.
I guess. Everyone's at the beach in the summer and surfing and whatnot.
I guess it's got a little more of a less of a city vibe, more of a rural country vibe,
yeah.
But still like right on the water.
Yeah.
Well, many of your videos, or at least the video for I Need a Woman, and perhaps some of the others, they seem to be really about your hometown.
Yeah. That's pretty much all we've got, I guess.
Once we're not on the road, we don't really like to go anywhere else but home, and then we have to film videos, so we just do it at home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you guys still live in Windang?
Yeah.
Still at home.
Is there a, you know, is there a music scene, or are you guys it?
In Windang, no.
There's
about 500 people. I think we're the only people who have instruments in their houses.
In Wollongong.
Wollongong there is. That's,
yeah.
That's the scene.
So that's like the next big city close
right.
to us, yeah.
Which is south of Sydney.
Yep.
Yeah.
Still on the coast there.
Still on the coast, yeah. Yep.
So what did you guys grow up listening? I mean, you grew up together, first of all, right? On Baronia Street, hence
yeah.
the
yeah.
title.
Yeah, Baronia Avenue.
Baronia Avenue. And so the two of you, when did you start playing music kind of seriously together?
We started a band before this one with our high school mates when I was like 13. Zach was like 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that was when we first started playing gigs. And that was, like, we flogged it, like, just played so many crazy gigs that you would not play today, but we just did that for a while, and then, yeah, I guess as the years went on, we just went, yeah, this is fun, like, gotta keep doing
we
it.
We just kept doing it, we just didn't really stop, I don't
yeah.
know. There wasn't a point where we clicked and said we wanted to do it seriously, we just keep doing it, and we haven't really just slowed down.
And yeah. when you started, were you a cover band? I mean, that is how most high school bands
No,
began.
We had a couple of originals, but like in order to play shows, and a lot of the shows would be like pub shows or club shows, and you'd have to play for like 2 hours or something, so we'd have to do a lot of covers.
It's like 3 45-minute sets or whatever.
Yeah, but like I think in the mix we still had a decent amount of original songs for a couple of 16-year-old kids.
Yeah.
So
you can play them right now.
So you've been doing this for a while then?
I guess, yeah, like maybe 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Well, wait.
Playing music, but... 7 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're speaking with the members of Hockey Dad from Windang, Australia. They're here with us in our New York studio. This next song, guys, that you're going to play, Jump the Gun, Zach, you sing, I think this is the one where you sing the line, summer's there somewhere.
Somewhere there's summer.
Somewhere there's summer, yeah. Yeah. is it kind of perpetual summer on the southeast coast of Australia there?
No, we get winter.
You do get winter?
Yeah.
At the moment, it's pretty rainy and miserable. But
I mean, we don't get, like, snow. We don't get freezing temperatures, but we do get...
So you really never have seen ice?
I've seen ice in the freezer and stuff. And I know what ice is. No, we haven't seen snow. There is snow in about... There's one spot in Australia that gets snow, and it's probably the size of, like, Manhattan.
And it's probably 5,000 feet up.
Yeah. So.
All right. So this is, I mean, this album is full of these great kind of exuberant summery tunes, and this is one of them. It's called Jump the Gun. The album is called Baronia. Once again, here's Hockey Dad. Hockey Dad, live on Soundcheck with Zach Stevenson on guitar and vocals, Billy Fleming behind the drums. And Zach, Billy was saying before that you guys at an early age formed a band with your high school friends. What happened to all... How did the paring down to a duo process happen?
I think everybody in that band started getting a bit busy with other things other than music, and we were still just doing that, I think.
Yeah,
the singer sort of had a kid, and then I mean, it's insane. We're
There's
like
no sort either. Of having a kid. You either have a kid or you don't.
Yeah, well, he did, and then I guess a couple that we just sort of got busy. A couple of dudes got busy with work and all that stuff, and it got less frequent. Yeah. All the shows, and we were like, "Oh, we want to keep going," but
We were that little bit younger as well. So,
and I think we were both listening to the same stuff. Everyone else was sort of listening to the same stuff, but we sort of branched off into like sort of 60s garage and like sort of psychobilly and that first off. So then I think we both heard that.
Mm.
And then we were like, oh, let's do a two-piece, like just us. Right. Don't tell anyone, don't tell the other guys.
But that means for you, Zach, that, you know, there's no bass guitar in the band.
No.
At least not in a live setting. So what you've done here today, and I assume this is sort of normal for you, is... The guitar is feeding both a guitar amp and a bass amp.
Yeah.
Is that your solution to the...
That's my secret.
And so you've one of the pedals
yeah,
routes
a pedal,
the signal.
I split it through a one pedal, and then one amp, one goes into a bass amp with heaps, all the bass just cranked, and
yeah,
the other's my normal guitar sound.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Forgive the geeky questioning, but, you know, I've just
nice to, it's nice to get that. I've never had a gear question before.
So now, you know, there. I've read two different reviews of the record, Baronia, that, you know, and everybody speaks about kind of the sense of youthful enthusiasm and the kind of the sunny beach vibe. But both reviews used the word messy, and mm-hmm. both of them meant it as a compliment. And,
yeah.
and I understand that, because listening to the record, this is not some slickly produced thing with a real pop sheen to it.
Yeah.
It's got lots of rough edges that, you know, you guys apparently made no attempt to sand smooth.
Not quite, yeah. I think we're still used to, like, playing in a garage at home, like in the shed, so I don't know. I guess that's how we just kind of kept it, really. Then again, in saying that, on the new record, there is a few moments that sounds a little bit cleaner than what we used to.
Than the last EP.
Yeah.
Right. This is your debut full length, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So did you make the record with an eye towards or an ear towards having it represent kind of what the band sounds like if you see them live?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you wait till you hear the next one. I can't do this one properly. That's fine.
Now, you guys have played, you did the South by Southwest Festival, was it earlier this year? Or
Yeah.
But this is your first headlining tour of the States.
Yeah.
It's the end of the tour.
Yeah.
What's it been like?
Oh,
that's the weirdest question, isn't it?
Oh, man. It's been long. Like we haven't been here for that long, but because it was our first proper, like, day in, day out, like, state every night kind of thing, it's been crazy, but we've survived. Tell the tale.
Yeah, that was so good. You always have to do one big day after day tour of the States. I think that's like it's a rite of passage for any band. So it was good to get that out of the way and get ready for the next one, and I'll be ready to go again. I need to go home for about a week.
Yeah,
do some Netflix, have a swim, and then I'll be back. I'll be fine to go again.
Just one more surf, and then I'll be ready to come back.
The members of Hockey Dad playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Zach, you mentioned this next song, "A Night Out With." So, on the record, there's like overdubs and stuff.
Actually, no, there's not too many on this one. Nah. There's a bit of piano, actually, which we've never done. That was fun.
If you listen real carefully.
You know, there is a Steinway right over there.
I could do it like, just like piano, like little Lennon style. But and there's also backing vocals from somebody else. There's like our friend Yuko. She did backing vocals on this and a couple other songs. So that was like, it was fun to put some new stuff in that we've never done before.
Right.
Yeah.
But were those layered in later, or were they all in the studio
they were
with
after,
you?
I mean, yeah, we didn't write them with that sort of stuff. I always had the intention of the backing vocals, but at least the piano and stuff wasn't written in from the start. Mm-hmm. That was at the end, we just sort of put some cool things that we think might sound all right.
All right. Well, let's hear how it sounds without all the cool things that got added in later. Just the members of the band, Zach and Billy from Hockey Dad, playing this song for us. It's called "A Night Out With." Hockey Dad from Windang, Australia, live in our New York studio on Soundcheck. A Night Out With is the name of that song. You'll find it on their album, their debut full-length record called Baronia. Zach Stevenson and Billy Fleming are Hockey Dad, and they've been playing for us, touring around the States. And Billy, we heard from Zach what he plans to do when you guys get back home. A swim and a surf. What about you?
Oh, probably doing the same. Maybe some sleep, though. I think that's
important. Yeah, that's a given, obviously.
Yeah.
And a bowl of Weet-Bix.
Vegemite sandwich.
Vegemite, yes. Yeah. So at the end of one of your videos, maybe it's the video for I Need a Woman, something you do, Billy, suggests that it's clothing optional at the beaches there in Windang. Is that in fact the case?
It actually is.
It is?
Yeah.
It's very liberal at the time.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I always forget about that. Like, still to this, just then, I forgot
yeah, I
that
forgot I... forgot about that until you brought it up.
Yeah, I never remember that. Yeah.
Okay, well, just remember your sunblock.
That's it.
Guys, this has been a lot of fun having you here with us on Soundcheck today. Thanks so much.
I've had fun.
Yeah, thank
Lots
you very
fun.
Much.
Thank you.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.